Well, I think I said it when we were last talking about this. I can't tolerate it, period. It's not a don't like it, and I just, because of it, I don't go. And I had to. I had a tooth split in half way in the back, and the nerve was exposed, and it was excruciating, so I went into the dentist, and as they were trying to pull it, they were making, you know, this even was worse. But I knew I had to get through it, you know, and I kept saying, I go, is there something you can do to just alleviate this pain? I go, every time you start, you know, working on it, I go, the pain is just excruciating. I mean, not just bad. It was unbearable. And so the third time he injected me, he must have hit the right spot. And then he went in there and he, you know, I felt him mumbling around. He pulled it out and he says, I go, maybe you're right. Maybe we just got to get a, you know, maybe I just got to go under, get a surgeon. He goes, no, I'm done. I go, what do you mean you're done? He goes, well, what did you do? He goes, well, I got the, he goes, I injected the ligament or something like that. I don't, well, whatever it was you did, I go, just do that. I go, and then you can do every kind of work you want. First time ever in my life, I went to a dentist and they were able to do major work without just excruciating pain. So I don't know if I've just had bad dentists or what, but as a result, I've gone so few, it's, you count on one hand the number of times I've been to the dentist in my life.